This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're not quite there yet, but it's entirely possible the not-so-distant future here in California includes two-minute showers and brown lawns and heaven-forfend unwashed cars. I kid, but it's really not funny. The drought out here got a whole lot more serious yesterday when Governor Jerry Brown ordered the first mandatory water cuts we have ever had in California, 25% to be exact. Our sustainability reporter Sarah Gardner is here to explain how it's all going to work. Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Kai.
All right, so we are now in our fourth year of drought, right?
There is
no snowpack up in the Sierra. None of this is a surprise. So to channel my mother here, what took you people so long, you know?
It's true. A lot of us have been wondering this.
Yeah.
I know I live in a neighborhood where, yes, some of us are ripping out our green lawns.
Mm-hmm.
Others of us, full disclosure, have not been persuaded to do that yet.
Yeah.
But I think that's because the hammer hasn't come down.
Right, and here it is now.
The hammer's coming down. And we know now that these voluntary cutbacks we've had, 20%, they really don't quite make it. I talked to Felicia Marcus, the chair of the State Water Resources Control Board today. She told me that local water agencies could have slapped more restrictions on people like you and me, but they didn't.
Right.
They, for some reason during this drought, have not stepped up the way they have in earlier droughts, which is somewhat alarming to us and why there really is obviously a need for greater state leadership.
So Governor Brown wants to send a clear signal to people like you and me. This is serious.
And it's an important point, right? Local water districts. I mean, it's not like Brown controls them all. It's a diffuse set of responsibility.
Right. This is going to be mostly handled by the 400-plus water agencies around California. And they are going to decide the specifics of this. A lot of it probably, Kai, is going to be through outdoor watering restrictions because in the suburban and urban areas, on average, half of our water use goes to our lawns and our gardens. That's huge. But a lot of cities have been doing a lot of work towards this already. They probably won't have to do that 25%. But there are some districts, say in Orange County, San Diego County, their numbers are as high as 500 gallons per person per day. That's huge.
That's so much water.
That's crazy. That's a lot of landscaping.
Man. Yeah, it is. I did a quick reader on this in the broadcast yesterday. The marketplace angle is the agriculture part of this in this state. Agriculture, though, is not officially covered by what Brown was talking about yesterday.
Right.
And that's where so much of the water in the state goes.
Right. And as we reported a couple months ago, 80%, nearly 80% of delivered water goes to agriculture in this state. This mandate, though, focuses on urban use. And Governor Brown made a point yesterday of sort of defending agriculture. He said farmers, specifically those with junior water rights, have already had a lot of cutbacks. State officials talked to you about all the land that's been fallowed. They are not ready to seriously challenge this centuries-old water rights system that we have in California.
Which is a big, complicated mess. Yeah.
Right. It doesn't mean the debate is going away, and there are crops like almonds that take up a lot of water, and people are talking about that. I think these mandatory cuts, that is going to intensify this debate over who gets how much water in California and for what purpose.
Sarah Gardner from the Sustainability Desk, I will tell you, they've been doing some amazing water coverage. It's all on our homepage, marketplace.org. Sarah, thanks, and more to come, obviously, on this.
Thanks a lot.